Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Chango. Chango, I'm here to talk. So, what is this? This is Kamal.
Thank you. on the cusp and in the midst of a new jazz mix that is refreshing and cool. That was one cool jazz duo out of the UK, Yousef Kamal, with the tune Black Focus off the 2016 LP with the exact same name. To get us rolling in good style right into a brand new hour of Neon Jazz here in 2017. Yousef has captured the metered and rich hum of music into a jazz bottle for this album and has helped shape a self-taught, UK-tipped approach to playing jazz. He has constructed, or the duo has constructed, inside the bass-saturated pirate radio stations of London, and they've done it well. The duo has garnered their inspiration from anything goes to the spirit of 70s jazz funk, from the albums of Herbie Hancock, and even, loosely, Thelonious Monk. This duo is made up of Yousef Days and Kamal Williams. They also call him Henry Wu. They have had little in the way of formal training, so their musical tastes and their approach to playing pay homage to Monk, as I mentioned before, and many others. Both of these cats are from Southeast London, and they ran into each other back in 2007 as teenagers playing their first pub gigs. Yousef drums for cosmically inclined Afrobeat outfit known as United Vibrations, while Kamal has drummed and played the keys in different incarnations over the years. It is a grand thing that these cats are doing, and we only hope it keeps on reverberating into the future. With that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of music innovations with the likes of Bird back in the day and Mark Sutherland right into today, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Full of innovations and cool cats to give you some auditory delights. From a very versatile jazz cat and one always welcome here on the program, here's Eric Alexander with the 2015 tune Left Alone off an Essential Best CD. He's rather young for that, but let's go. Thank you.
listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMito.
Thank you.
That was trumpeter, composer, and educator Jason Palmer with the 2016 tune Beauty and Numbers off his latest offering called The Sirocco Suite. This man is being pulled all over the jazz map, playing with the likes of Roy Haynes, Herbie Hancock, Jimmy Smith, Wynton Marsalis, and the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra. It is all good company. He has been on over 40 albums as a sideman, and he's recorded 8 albums under his own name. He's toured over 30 countries and is currently an educator, actor, and board member of Jazz Boston and an assistant professor of ensembles and brass at the Berklee College of Music. He is also a visiting assistant professor at Harvard University. Are you kidding? This man, he's full of talents. Right out of Italy and specializing in the repertoire of the American and European orchestras, performing before 1924 and 33, they are exact. This is the very loud and proud band called Chicago Stompers with the 2004 tune Hot Blowers, next on this rousing hour of jazz.
Hey, I'm Donnie McCaslin. I live in Brooklyn, New York, but I love Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Thank you.
That was the Motan Reunion Quartet with the 2016 song Hope Street off the CD called Deep. This is one out of the ordinary jazz group led by twin brothers Francois Motan on bass and Louis Motan on drums. So together and separately, they have worked with a host of major jazz artists over the last 20 years. The duo is uniquely positioned as a bridge between the United States and Europe, musically and geographically. Francois lives in New York, and the other band members live in Paris. It's a true story. Our next jazz surprise on the show is Alex Conde Carrasco with the Flamenco Magic. This is the tune Lo Que Paso en el Fondo off the 2010 CD Jazz and Claps. And that's no joke, kids.
Que porque a mí me parecía que el corazón me volaba, y es que a mí me parecía que el corazón me volaba. Tranquila, tú acababas de llegar acá, tan cerquita te sentaste que no paraba de temblar. Tan cerquita te sentaste.
is Miho Hazama. I'm a jazz composer, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
We'll be right back.
That was saxophonist, flutist, and composer Steve Schlegel with the tune Little Rudy Tootie off the 2007 CD Our Sound. Based in New York City, he has released 14 CDs as a leader and performed on many others. These days, he is the musical director of the Mingus Big Band and has written many of the band's arrangements, and he's also written for Joe Lovano's Non Ed. He's a Grammy winner, and he's ventured all over the music world, jamming with cats like Stevie Wonder, Jack McDuff, Charlie Hayden's Liberation Music Orchestra, Carla Bley and her orchestra, Ray Barretto, and even the Beastie Boys. Yeah, it's true. From the man known to give the piano a good working over, this is Bert Vanderbink with the song Hokey Blues as we get closer and closer to the finish line on this hour of jazz, kids.
Thank you. Hey, everybody, this is Jeff Coffin from the Mutet and Dave Matthews Band, and you're checking out Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Dig it, give it a listen. Thank you.
That was double bassist and a very respected jazz man, John Lindberg, with his BC3, and that was the song Vermont Roadside Family. Again, off another great 2016 CD. It was a great year for jazz, called Born in the Urban Ruin. From the urban to the continent that gave us jazz as we know it. This is A. Salinja with the tune Natilo Natilo off the 2007 CD African Jazz Standards. Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a world-renowned broadcast man, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Reach out to us. Let us know what is going on. We love you out there in Radioland. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.